This is your KUTX Soundcheck. In a slightly ironic twist this morning, Martin Shkreli, the former pharmaceutical company CEO who won America's hate vote the first time earlier this year when he dramatically increased the price of the drug Daraprim, and a second time when he bought literally the only copy of Wu-Tang Clan's Once Upon a Time in Shaolin for $2 million, is offering a silver lining to those who may not be happy about the results of last night's presidential election. Recently, Shkreli promised to release the Wu-Tang Clan album to the public if Donald Trump became president, a notion he's now claiming he made, thinking there wasn't a real possibility Trump would win the election. Shkreli took to live streaming parts of the album after the election results were announced. You can check out videos on our website. But now Shkreli says he'll have to renegotiate his promise, saying he'll have to work with Wu-Tang Clan to bring the album to the public. Netflix continues to deliver on the huge fandom behind the scores and soundtracks to some of their original shows by announcing even more vinyl releases. Following the popularity of the 80s nostalgic Stranger Things, two volumes of the score were released, and following those sales, Netflix has announced a partnership with media merchandise company Mondo to release vinyls for the scores of the first season of Jessica Jones and Daredevil. Just like about anything from Mondo, the packaging for the albums is cool and colorful, and both feature original artwork from Matthew Woodson. Both albums are limited to 3,000 pressings apiece and are available for purchase starting today. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.